Welcome, welcome, ACC fans and all Wahoos. This is Frank. Habbo is off. He's got a business trip that he could not avoid. So tonight, we're going to welcome back Darren Franta, who was with us last week in studio for the first time. And I just want to say how delighted we are to have Darren. Darren, thank you for joining me tonight.
Second time in studio. Thank you very much. Happy to be here. No Habbo, though. And thank goodness it's not basketball season.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun with football tonight, and we've got some terrific guests. We've got Gene Arnett, the former UVA quarterback, played in the 60s, and boy, he could really play. And he didn't. He always said he never did any of that sliding nonsense. He finished his runs, and he also did a little sideline reporting for the Virginia Radio Network up there at Scott Stadium. Following Gene, we will have Dr. Vince Dalton representing Ortho Virginia. He'll help us with the injury report, and we have some sort of sketchy information on that, but we're going to do our best to piecemeal that together. Also, we've got former Wahoo hero Ahmad Hawkins, best known for his catch up in Blacksburg that beat Virginia Tech. The pass from Aaron Brooks will always be remembered fondly by everyone, and of course, Ahmad celebrated in the end zone with his hands wide open, staring at the sky, and I think he was praising the good Lord, and well, he should, because it was a heck of a play. All right, let's talk about what happened this past week before we get Gene Arnett joining us. Florida State made a remarkable comeback last Monday night to defeat Ole Miss, and that was the beginning of what most likely would be a heck of a career by this new young quarterback, DeAndre Francois. Sounds like a player that should be at Louisiana Monroe, but he had an amazing second half. Louisville scorched Syracuse 62-28, and in the process, their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, racked up 610 yards of offense. He had four rushing touchdowns as he ran for 199 yards by himself.
And, you know, Frank, this guy, he's the real deal.
It's yeah, we
13 TDs in eight quarters.
Absolutely. What a player. East Carolina stunned the faithful down there in North Carolina. Now, the game was in Greenville, but for all the Wolfpack fans throughout the state, that had to be a brutal loss. 33-30, the Pirates won that game.
Clock ran out on them. Not enough time to kick the field goal. We got in within range, but not enough time.
Not enough time. Boston College beat UMass. No worries there. Pitt beat Penn State, and yours truly, Die Hard Frank here, called that game last week. I predicted they would win, and as it was closer than it should have been, 42-39. Florida State played again last week on Saturday, and they defeated Charleston Southern. That's not fair. Clemson beat Troy, but really laid an egg in the second half, 30-24.
Really tested by Troy.
Yep. Georgia Tech beat Mercer. Wake beat Duke first time in, like, ever, 24-14, and the Dukies have got to be pretty upset because that game, I believe, was in Durham.
Wallace Wade.
Miami edged Florida Atlantic, 38-10. Carolina went to Illinois and beat a Big Ten team, although not what I would call a very good Big Ten team, 48-23. Tennessee won the battle at Bristol, 45-24, and Tennessee obviously was smarting after that struggle against Appy State, and they really rebounded utilizing the four turnovers that Tech laid on the field and ran away from them. Oregon was simply too much for a feisty Cavalier squad. And, you know, I was proud of the Wahoos out there in the Autzen Stadium out there in front of 53,000. Played pretty well in the first quarter, played fine in the fourth quarter. Looked good at times in the third quarter, did not look good in the second quarter. Second quarter was a beatdown. Virginia's 3-4 defense has got a lot to learn. The players are just, they don't all remember their assignments, and they don't know the angles yet. And whenever they made a mistake, it seemed like the Ducks just capitalized rather easily. Ben Kurt has got a ways to go. He seems to struggle. That third quarter was not good quarter. He just did not have a good quarter. Couldn't put together anything after that first drive to start the third. Anyhow, I believe Mean Gene Arnett who is anything but, is holding on the line. And without further ado, let's bring on Gene Arnett. Gene, hey, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight.
Hey, you guys doing? I'm doing great.
Good, good. So Hobbo is off. He's traveling out of state right now. But I've got Darren Franta, a big Wahoo fan and a good friend of the show, joining me in studio. And let's ask you a few questions here, Gene. Cavaliers looked pretty much better prepared in the first quarter out there in Oregon. What were your thoughts that first half against the Ducks?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think they looked much more confident. More importantly, I'd like to start off saying how happy I am with this coaching staff. I go to a lot of the practices with Quayle, some of my buddies, and I can tell you he's got the program headed in the right direction. This coaching staff is closely knit, and the players are responding, and I see nothing but positive ahead for our fans. As far as the game goes, I think he made Bronco, obviously, and so did the offensive coordinator, made great adjustments in the running game. They moved Ellis back in the backfield, and one of the big things I saw, they were getting big splits. So we were running the ball better, which opened up the passing game better. I think we played better in the first game than certainly we did at the Richmond game and then at the end of the game last week before that.
You know, it was interesting. Bronco Mendenhall said today in his press conference at noon, he made the comment that the offensive line did a better job pass blocking in game one against Richmond and struggled mightily in the run blocking. However, against the Ducks, the Wahoos run blocked beautifully at times, and there were giant holes up the middle for particularly Albert Reed. But, Jordan Ellis and Taquan Mizell both had some room to scamper. And then, of course, the pass blocking was a little suspect as they gave up six sacks. But when you watch the offensive scheme develop during a game, do you pick up on those things about the offensive line?
Certainly. That was one of the reasons I mentioned I saw the splits were much bigger at Oregon. And that gives you lead back time to check up and find out who he's going to block. Gives you linemen more room to pull a little bit, and it gives your backs a better chance to find holes. I didn't see quite that much at Richmond. It seemed to me our line was very, very tight, and that certainly hampers the running game.
I couldn't agree more. We are speaking with Gene Arnett, former UVA quarterback, and for a time up in Charlottesville, he was the sideline reporter, which I always enjoyed your sideline commentary. Do you find yourself during a game, Gene, speaking to nobody in particular, talking about the game, or do you keep your thoughts to yourself till, intermission or in between plays?
Well, actually, I don't like to speak much about it at all, because normally you can put your foot in your mouth. I'd say I do analyze the game critically and see what I would do, and it doesn't mean that I'm going to do the same thing or do the right thing. We're running the 3-4. When I see a 3-4, I'm thinking run. When we've got five guys able to block or five guys blocking three, I'm going to attack that with the running game. With the 4-3, I'm going to start to throw the ball more. And I think that's the way I would adjust. I know Broncos' scheme is he's run a 3-4. He loves the 3-4. I guess I would still attack that. I'd attack that with a run. But I thought I heard him say in an interview somewhere that last year he would mix in the 4-3. Just seeing the coaches and everything that I've come to know about him, I wouldn't be afraid to think that he might run some 4-3 for this year's old. Certainly that would be easier for our defense, wouldn't you say, because they're used to the 4-3. These kids adjusting to the air raid offense and to the 3-4 is quite a change for him. And he's mentioned that he's got to slow it down. He's a believer in that. He can win with that. But our talent, a lot of times, wouldn't you say our talent has been recruited for just the opposite?
You know,
we've been recruited quarterbacks for the drop back pass, and the air raid's quick, and that's the way I feel about it.
You know, you're touching on something that I think is very interesting. Today, Bronco Mendenhall, the head coach, mentioned in his presser, he talked about how Benkert does like to slide,
yep,
or semi-roll when he feels pressure, and he tends to throw the ball, I think, better when he's a little bit on the move. Not the dead sprint, mind you, but when he does roll, he does seem to throw a pretty good ball. And Bronco said it didn't matter to him as long as he produced, you know, whether a player steps up in the pocket or whether he rolls. So, at least he's a realist, right?
he's like that type of offense. You've got to feel the pressure too. It's not just seeing it. Somehow or another, if you're sitting back there, a really good quarterback can feel that guy coming on your backside, and then you roll and you throw, and you've got to be able to throw it on. I think Benkert is good at that. He's really good at it.
Hey, Gene, this is Darren. You mentioned early on your belief in Coach Mendenhall and his staff and the fact that the players have bought in. How much patience do you believe that we as fans are going to need to have? What's your outlook on the time frame for us?
Well, I think you're going to need a lot of patience. You know, we have had some – it's hard to recruit. Let's say, what do you need in a team? You need desire, maybe. You're certainly going to need – and you've got to have a team effort. He's building that right now. But the talent pool is just not there. These kids that are being recruited by the big schools, they want to be on TV. We've got a number of very, very good players, but you need depth. We really need depth, and we don't have that. It's going to take time. A realistic goal for us, boy, if we could possibly wind up getting to a bowl this year, that would be nice. I think my goal would be to try to get to a bowl game next year, and it's going to take time for him, but I've got the greatest confidence in the staff. I've been around them, see how close they are. It reminds me very much of George Welsh. He came and brought his staff from Navy.
Well, that's quite the comparison.
All right, sounds like we're having technical difficulties with Gene Arnett. Gene, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Gene, thinking back on the way you and your Wahoo team played, in the years prior to those semi-golden years, I guess, Virginia had a hard time sustaining drives and had a hard time defending anyone. But it seems to me that this staff understands they've got to build some foundations first. And today, Coach Mendenhall alluded to the difference between, you know, the execution and the assignments and understanding the schemes and how he doesn't want to take shortcuts. And you being a former quarterback, you know what that means. Help our listeners understand that.
Well, I think it's repetition. And am I still having problems with the connection?
No, you're good.
Okay. All right. It's repetition, and you don't have to have a large arsenal. If you can run 20 plays really well, and I think if you can run 20 plays real well, it's better than running 40 plays halfway.
Yes.
And I think Bronco is thinking like that. You can see the way they're throwing. I love the little short game they've got this year. You're getting 5, 6, and 8 yards versus throwing the little flare pass, which we had last year. I think he's going to do a good job. We've got to get the running game. I like Dallas. I like the PMU he adjusted and brought him to the backfield. I don't know what else to say about it. I think the program is on the right foot.
Well, clearly the offense improved from the first game to the second game.
Yeah.
If they can make a similar improvement this coming week at Connecticut – I think the Wahoos could win that game. And, boy, that would be an exciting breakthrough for everyone. Gene, we are coming up against our break. I want to thank you for making a return visit to Who's Talking. And I'd like to maybe see if we can get you back towards the end of the season to get your thoughts on the development of the team as a whole.
Well, I'll be glad to come back, and I am very positive this week. I just think we're just going to see improvements, but we can't be thinking that we've got Moses parting the sea here.
Yes,
it's going to take some time.
Well, thank you.
Well, Gene, I'm gonna leave on that one. That's an excellent reference. All right, Who's Talking? We are headed to break now. We thank Gene Arnett for joining us. Coming up in the next segment, we hope to have Dr. Vince Dalton to handle the injury report. And then later in the show, Ahmad Hawkins, former UVA wide receiver and defensive back. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.